This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Stuart Zola, director of Yerkes National Primate Research Center, discusses memory loss and a new way of diagnosing diseases related to memory impairment. I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science. Right now, no clinical diagnostic tool exists to definitively determine whether a patient has memory loss associated with Alzheimer's disease or another related disease or condition. However, that may soon change, thanks to ongoing research by Zola and his colleagues.
In non-human primates, we discovered some behavioral tasks that were exquisitely sensitive to the integrity of a key structure in the brain for memory, and that's the hippocampus. And we asked the question, could we actually move those tasks into the human sphere? Could we use that information that we discovered from research in non-human primates and apply that to the clinical setting? So that was the notion, is to develop tasks that would really be a bellwether for memory problem.
To answer this question, Zola focused on whether these tasks could distinguish normal individuals from individuals with a propensity for mild cognitive impairment, and likewise, which individuals with MCI may develop Alzheimer's disease. Using what's known as a preferential looking task, Zola and his colleagues were able to detect a pattern of eye movement that points to memory impairment or to normalcy.
You watch where the person is looking when they're looking at two stimuli. In one case, the stimuli are identical, and in the second case, the stimuli are different. Now, you and I, when we look at the familiar stimulus and the novel stimulus, preferentially, you and I look at the novel stimulus more of the looking time than we look at the old familiar stimulus. And that's because the old one is familiar to us, not as interesting, and the novel stimulus draws our attention and focus more significantly. And for the MCI patients in general, they look at the stimulus about equally. They're at chance both times. And that suggests that they don't remember what they saw before in the earlier part of the test.
The researchers are able to precisely track the volunteer's eye movement thanks to a method known as non-invasive infrared eye tracking. Zola explains.
Non-invasive infrared eye tracking allows us to say with really exquisite levels of certainty where people are looking, how long they're dwelling on the stimuli, how often they saccade back and forth. So we know lots of characteristics of how they are processing the stimuli that helps to inform us about what the pattern is that may represent a trajectory toward Alzheimer's disease and, in other cases, may not. So we can see the vapor trail, essentially, of your eye movements.
Zola and his colleagues see great promise in this elegant combination of task and technology. Whether patients benefit from rehabilitation in the case of, say, traumatic brain injury, or accurate and early diagnosis followed with intervention.
We are retesting these patients every year, so we can follow them over a period of 5 years, and so then we know who, over that period of time, may develop Alzheimer's disease, or who in the control group may develop mild cognitive impairment. So all of these patients are in this longitudinal study. We'll know with a better level of certainty whether these parameters are the right ones for predictability. Given that that turns out to be the case, then a question is what happens next? If we had something to intervene with, we would know who to intervene with. So that's the goal, and hopefully, you know, within the next few years, there will be some more things coming down the line that may be more effective interventions than we now have.
Although there is no cure yet for Alzheimer's disease, and the only definitive diagnosis comes post-mortem by looking at plaques and tangles in the brain, researchers and clinicians want to be ready with a clear indicator of a patient's disease state if and when a cure becomes available.
Just as in other kinds of disease conditions, early diagnosis really is the holy grail. If the sooner we can catch a disease in progress, the more likely we are to be able to intervene effectively. And that's true for cancer or heart disease or diabetes, and it's true for brain-related diseases as well, including Alzheimer's disease.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.